Listen on demand. Brought to you by 680 News.
The Volkswagen Golf GTI hatchback gets new styling for 2010. In the cockpit, there's go-fast red stitching on the seats, shift boot, and steering wheel. It does a great job of breaking up an otherwise monochrome black interior. You'll love the standard touchscreen audio system. It's a breeze to use. But the jury is still out on the cloth seats that are now covered in a plaid material. On the exterior, Volkswagen's Peter Viney says the new front end pays homage to the original 1976 GTI.
It has two distinct red stripes across a honeycomb grille. We also enlarged the taillights in the rear of the vehicle, integrated a diffuser, separated the tailpipes. They're subtle changes, but reflect the new Volkswagen design DNA.
Under the hood, the familiar turbocharged four-cylinder makes 200 horsepower and 207 pounds-feet of torque over a wide RPM range. This car always seems to pull. Our three-door tester was equipped with a smooth six-speed manual that notches confidently into gear. But the shifter could use a shorter throw. There's also an optional six-speed automatic that you can shift manually using steering-mounted paddles. The GTI is fun to drive. The suspension is tight, steering is predictable, and those red-painted calipers provide excellent braking. But I did have a hard time finding the right driving position. That's because the seat bottom is angled back, limiting how far your leg can reach to fully engage the clutch. Oh, and be careful how you insert the key in the ignition. The panic button is located on the edge of the key. If it's facing down and your knee hits it, it's lights and horns ablazing, which I discovered the hard way on the 401. With your 680 test drive, I'm Thomas DeMont.